Friday, and it's me on Cape Diary. So I'd like to give you a Cape Diary gallery roundup. And I'm very proud to say that Cape Town is certainly the art capital of Africa, certainly for this month. And we've obviously got to start off with the Investec Cape Town Art Fair, which opens officially today and which I was privileged to have a preview of last night. As ever, it's something to look forward to with much anticipation, and it really is an impressive selection of artwork, not simply from Cape Town, not simply from South Africa, but with a very strong international presence. I particularly liked walking into the Today Tomorrow exhibit down the central column, down the central panel of the... But anyway, as you walk in, you'll come across that, beautifully curated, and giving you a sense and an overview of looking at today and perhaps into the future, our today, tomorrow aspect, which I found very intriguing. And even something like climate change has relevance within that ambiance. There were some very exciting works from all over the world, beautifully represented, and a nice way of starting a browse around through many, many layers of very interesting art. The arts editor of Der Welt, now retired but currently in South Africa on a visit, was really also very impressed by what she saw. One of the comments which I found very interesting, she said the only thing that she noticed was the emphasis on painting as opposed to video installations, which she says predominates art festivals and the ones that she's been to. I must say I was somewhat relieved that there wasn't as much video, but maybe that is something that is relevant. But I was also terribly impressed by what I saw as one of the trends of last year, where texture is so important, whether texture is actual fabric or different surfaces, or playing with texture in a visual way from the way you look at things. And I know it's about reflection and refraction and all that sort of things, but it's quite a technical way of creating various layers. I thought that layering was something that came across very strongly for me. And I also love the way there's been the use of media has changed so dramatically. We're not talking just about paint or acrylic on canvas. We're talking about clothes pegs, about toothpicks. We're talking about fabric, sequins. It just really was quite intriguing to see how artwork is being made and looked at today. So, of course, that's the Investec Cape Town Art Fair. There are lots of events happening. Do go to the website of the Investec Cape Town Art Fair. There's even a bus which is doing the rounds today, which you can hop onto tonight to visit galleries in and around Cape Town. Then, what was launched last week and is running right through until April is the 4th International is the Stellenbosch Triennale. And I only saw the exhibition at the Woodmill Lifestyle Center. It's a curated exhibition, and why I wanted to mention it after the Investec Cape Town Art Fair is the Today Tomorrow aspect is very much looked at. It's 20 artists from all parts of the African continent who are in that particular exhibition at the Woodmill Lifestyle Center, but there of course is lots of other events that you can go and see in and around all over. In fact, you need a map to find out. I must say, I have to quote Sean Duval, who said, when he was reviewing the whole thing about Stellenbosch becoming such an important aspect in the art world, "So, is the new Stellenbosch Triennale another Kebble-like instance of putting lipstick on a pig?" Referring to how Stellenbosch is often seen as the center of a mafiosa network. Anyway, I leave that to you. But another thing that's happening out here is the 4th International Public Art Festival, which is taking place in Salt River. And we're talking about graffiti art, organized by Baz Art. It brings a whole new current works onto the scene. Best probably to go to the website, get a map to find out where the new artworks are. These are by well-known artists from both South Africa and internationally who are adding to the art scene and on a permanent basis for quite a while. So do get out to Stellenbosch, to Salt River, to have a look at that. The other two galleries I want to mention is Ebony Curated, because they happened to be at the art fair, and it was the first time I was able to actually see the work of Hugh Byrne as opposed to seeing it on through pictures. The title is In Chorus. What impressed me is these are wonderful, bold, abstract works, but are the textures and the layers which you don't see just looking at pictures. And then also at the Cork Bay Modern, there's a Kentrick exhibition of prints, and it's also a delightful gallery to visit just to for the view of the very good eye of its owner, Cheryl Rumbach, in choosing very interesting and selective work. So that's the gallery roundup. You can always go to mapmyway.co.za to see what we've been talking about, because there are reports on all of these activities, and also pick up a copy of the Cape Town Arts and Crafts Map. FMR.